always gets to me.
Thank you. If you'll notice that some things at the in the first part of our service today have changed around a little bit. Some people were with it, some people were catching on. In the days and seasons ahead, you'll probably see additional changes in the worship service and the pattern. Because I tell you what, the church needs to change. The church needs to change. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Amen, it does. And we're going to be a part of that change. Our theme for Advent this year is open to God. Being open to the possibility of receiving an experience that opens us up completely. Will you join me now in a word of prayer? Spirit of gentleness and peace that passes all understanding, the God who sees, unto whom all hearts are open and no secrets hid, cleanse the thoughts with your inspiration and open our eyes to the world around us. Bring us to life. Lead us to life. Make us aware of our life as we live it. Make us, the church, alive. Open to encountering you. Open to your presence in our lives. Open to magnifying you and making your presence known and larger in this world. In your many holy names we pray. Amen. Advent comes from the Latin word adventus, meaning coming. The season of Advent is marked as the four Sundays prior to Christmas. This time is a time of anticipation. Many can remember a feeling of anticipation from their childhood. That waiting for Christmas that seemed to take forever. I know that for me, looking back upon reflection, I don't remember very many, if any, of the gifts that I received, but I do remember the sensations. And I can bring them alive sometimes with something that's similar, that touches something deep inside of me. Wonder, excitement, and expectation that accompany the days leading up to Christmas. Advent is the adult version of those childhood experiences. But the gift that we await in preparation for is nothing short than the presence of the divine. An awareness of the presence of God in our lives and in our world. And in doing so, we become a part of that gift for others. Looking back to my childhood, there were many things that I wanted for Christmas. But my expectations and longing were always tempered by my awareness of my family's ability to make those gifts real. And while Christmas was a wide-open holiday and one could want all one wanted, there were some realities that I think all of us were generally aware of. The gifts longed for by children and households of greater means were not something that I could even let myself dream of. And while I would generally have some vague idea of what I was getting for Christmas, there was always that sense of wonder and mystery, of looking at the packages and wondering what they contained. What I didn't know then that I do know now is that all of those feelings and sensations that were imprinted on me were all a part of the learning experience of what Christmas is to us as a part of our faith tradition. The anticipation and wonder and mystery of the presence of the divine coming to earth. The incarnation coming to us on little baby feet. The awareness that divinity and humanity can coexist, can weave together, and can inhabit the same space at the same time. Advent is about the anticipation leading up to that realization, and it is a realization that we need to be reminded of over and over and over again. Now, looking back on all of my childhood presents, three gifts stand out to me. The first, I remember coming down the stairs Christmas morning and seeing a huge present covered in rolls of wrapping paper, and I mean really huge. It was bigger than anything I could imagine. And bigger than I hoped for. And it had not been under the tree the night before. I rushed to rip away the colorful paper, the thin veil that covered the mystery underneath, hiding it from my eyes. And suddenly, revealed, I could see my very own Polaris nuclear submarine. Now, they advertised them back then in the back of comic books for $6.98. Now, that is a lot of money back then. It's probably like $50 in today's money. I can still see that wee advertisement, a Polaris nuclear submarine. Over 7 foot long. Controls that work. Rockets and torpedoes that fire. And an electrically lit instrument panel. Did I mention it was over 7 foot long? That was practically infinity to a wee one like me. And there it was in the living room. Now, as I climbed inside, I realized that it didn't look quite like the pictures. It was not exactly what I'd been told about or promised. And it even looked a little funny and a little awkward and peculiar and odd in places. Now, reflecting back now, I have a deeper understanding of why Mom and Dad seemed particularly exhausted and full of coffee that morning. Because my 7-foot Polaris nuclear submarine was made entirely of cardboard and little fasteners. Maybe I was thinking it would be metal. Maybe I was thinking it might be bigger and stronger and more powerful. Regardless, even though it was not quite what I expected, it was indeed what I had asked for. And that cardboard sub was more than enough of a vehicle to navigate the deep swirling waters of a child's very active imagination. But even so, that Christmas marked a time in my life when I began putting the pieces of my life together. Understanding that while we may get what we ask for and what we are seeking, it is often not what we expected. Or in the form that we expected. Although it can indeed be what we make of it. And that's important. Because I had great fun with it, traveling in that submarine. It took me all over the world. And it opened up my eyes to a new world before me. A world of a great many cardboard adventures. For a long time, any cardboard box I could find was in danger of becoming a mini submarine, a rocket ship, a spacecraft, a time machine, a who knows what. That Polaris sub opened my eyes and it changed my life. And I can still feel that feeling. That was the greatest gift of all, that feeling. And here I am, some odd, very odd, 53 years later, and I can close my eyes and still feel it. That feeling that I still chase. Now, the next most memorable Christmas gift, I was around 10 years old this time, and I knew exactly what I was getting. It was no surprise I picked it out. It was a perf board, hand-built, hand-wired crystal shortwave radio. The description had said, "Hear the world." I'd always wanted to know what the world sounded like. Now, it was about half the size of a cigar box. All sorts of pieces everywhere to be assembled, wired, connected together. Now, a large part of the fun for me was putting it all together. Putting all of those pieces together. And I know my parents were real relieved about that part. Because I have to tell you, it looked pretty pitiful when I had finished. It was a colorful collection of parts and coils, and some coils I had hand-wound over medicine bottles. I still remember sitting alone in my room, connecting my radio to a long wire antenna and a battery, and then a pop of static as the crystal came to life, right in my earphone. Hearing things, new things, whistles, oscillations, tones, whispers, and then music, and then voices, sorting them out, separating them with a tiny tuner until I could actually begin to make sense of the whispers and sounds. And then quite clearly, I heard, "You're listening to HCJB, the voice of the Andes in Quito, Ecuador." And as the sun sets low over the high snow-capped Andes Mountains, we begin our transmission on 6050 kilocycles. My eyes open wide. And the eyes of my mind open wide. Where was this place? What was Ecuador? Where was Ecuador? Why was it called Ecuador? And what was Quito? And where are the Andes Mountains? I went and got a book. To me, as a kid, a holy book. The World Book Encyclopedia. The original manual Google. And I began to read all about Ecuador, and then other places. Then I found a map, and I began to put pins in it, and I started to learn more about the world and my place in the world. Then I learned about the atmosphere and how the process worked and how radio waves could travel vast distances when conditions were just right, and that different frequencies were better at different times of the day or night. And then I wanted to learn why that was. My entire world and my existence was enlarged. I became a traveler that night. The next year, I asked for a bigger and better radio. My third most memorable gift. Like the previous Christmas gift, I knew what I was getting. I knew even better what I was getting this time. I knew more about it. Knew more of what to look for, what to expect, and knew there would be surprises. New surprises this time. Now, it was a radio the size of a large loaf of bread. It was a regenerative radio that I had to assemble myself. Now, again, my parents were pleased about that part. And this would actually involve soldering, a skill I had to learn in order to put my gift together. And it was a skill I would actually use to earn my living in the years ahead. Now, the regenerative radio worked by taking a very faint signal and magnifying it, making it bigger, by running it over and over through a circuit until it reached just the threshold of feedback, at which point the entire signal would collapse into loud whistles. So there was an art to tuning this radio, to achieving that balance, an art that has served me well in just about every discipline I have learned ever since. I listened to shortwave radio stations of over 80 countries on that radio, pulling them out of thin air, out of nothingness, drawing life and joy and mystery from the invisible. My eyes were opened. I woke up. My world became so much larger, so much bigger, bigger than I could barely imagine, and led me on journeys and flights of imagination and wonder, the likes of which I can still feel so many years away. And there was also the feeling of beginning to put it all together, beginning to sort out the world, my world, and my world in relationship to the bigger world. And wonderful, magnificent, joyful ways that made sense to me. A whole world that existed all around me, all the time, one that I knew nothing about until I began to explore and tune in and open up the possibility of discovery, of encounter with something far larger and greater than myself. And yet, something that I could welcome into my life. Radio waves, invisible all around me, every day, everywhere, just waiting for me to find them. Notice them, pay attention to them. I was never the same. Both my submarine and the shortwave radios paradoxically made the world both larger and smaller for me. At the same time, more than I could imagine, and yet accessible right in front of me, right at my fingertips. Life is full of change. And the wonder and mystery of the internet completely changed the shortwave radio culture. And even with an exceptionally powerful receiver now, most of the places on the dial are strangely silent. Places that used to be full of wonderful radio signals from all over the earth. Oddly enough, and paradoxically so, the internet has made the world larger and smaller at the same time. But I still remember those feelings of putting it all together. What are some of the best gifts that you have received? Do you remember the feeling? What did you learn from them? Do you remember how they changed you, where they led you in life, and how they awakened something inside of you? How they opened your eyes. Remember those feelings. Hold on to them. Experience them anew. Remember what it felt like? And then open yourself up like the gift that you truly are. Open yourself up to the possibility of waking up, opening your eyes, seeing with your eyes, with your mind's eye, and then hold on and prepare for paradox. Prepare for your world to get a little larger and a little smaller and more accessible at the same time. Life is coming at us so much faster now. Things that we used to use and had to learn how to use and discover became obsolete almost by the time we learned how to use them. And that's happening quicker and quicker now. Exponentially so, exhaustingly so. And even though we have been tasked with so much to do, even though we have been told to stay alert, there is indeed the temptation to close our eyes for a while. Not to watch, to stop watching, to forego the challenge of change just for a little while. Wake up! You have no idea how many times preachers long to say that phrase. Felt good. But in the nap that we're in sometimes, we may miss the very thing that we're watching for, the very opening that we have been seeking, the very moment upon which all else balances. What I say to you, I say to all. Stay awake.